me what technologies have had the greatest impact on the way political messaging is disseminated.
Historically, probably television and radio, because those were our first true broadcast mediums. I think more recently, the internet has obviously had a huge effect, and I think even more has been the combination of the ability of everybody to take cheap video and share that through the internet.
Tell me a little bit about that.
So now a lot of people have phones that can shoot video or they have camcorders, and so you can take video and then share that through a variety of hosting services like YouTube or Vimeo. So suddenly every campaign stop becomes a video event.
Now, when we talk about these political messages, you hear them repeated a lot. Are political strategists really using social media to get their message out there, or is that incidental?
The political strategists are really trying to control the social media to the extent that they can. It's a fairly wild and woolly medium. So part of the reason why I think you see so much emphasis on messaging is to make sure that that message gets propagated in the way that they hope in the social media network.
Okay, so when we talk about the speed with which messaging travels, it seems like you hear this one phrase and suddenly it's made its way around the world in the space of a couple of minutes.
Right, class warfare.
Yeah, tell me about that a little bit.
That is partial result of the huge network effects we get through the internet technologies that we're connected with now, right? So any one of us has Facebook friends or Twitter followers or people we follow on Twitter. So we can say something and that message goes out to dozens or hundreds of people. And it doesn't take a lot of effort for us to do that, right? We push a couple buttons and suddenly our message is out there. Or we can even more easily share something that somebody else said. So Matt Damon can say something about teachers unions and I might like that video and I share it with my friends and they share it with their friends. And it doesn't take very long before that gets into huge numbers of people.
So do you think politicians and political strategists are thinking about that up front? They're thinking, okay, this is the term we want to get out there. And so they try to come up with pithy statements, pithy ideas that can circulate easily?
I think that's part of it. Definitely in Washington, there are frameworks for how you create a content message such that it's repeatable, right? And that's independent necessarily of internet technologies. That's just overall for how you message something. So your four words, right? Strategic defense is a boring phrase. Star Wars is an exciting phrase, mm-hmm. right? So how do you make something compelling? And I think that gets even more salient when you're looking at internet technologies, when it's really kind of a fairly chaotic path for how a message can get out to a large group of people. So you see a lot of clustering too.
Clustering, explain.
Clustering means that the politicians are agreeing amongst kind of a group of people who are collaborating about a message. So when you see like a Sunday talk show, a lot of politicians of the same party will go and use the same phrasing, right? And that's partially to get that phrasing out and propagated into the world.
When we hear some of these phrases, do we take them in differently if we're hearing them from someone we're sitting across a table from, as opposed to seeing it on Facebook or receiving it in a Twitter feed?
That's one of the really interesting things about how we receive these messages, because we all do really take into account who the source of that message is, right? And one of the interesting things about Facebook, especially, is that we know so much about those people. The political messages are kind of interspersed amongst, you know, the messages about their kids
right.
or their jobs or things like that. So we feel like we know these people pretty well. So we put their political information into the context of what we know about them.
And yet we opt into social media forums. What about people who opt out? Are the messages still reaching them?
I think they are, because the social media, especially this day, the difference between online and offline has gotten increasingly blurred over the past few years. And so something that somebody talks about online will suddenly be part of the water cooler conversation offline the next day. So the messages are hopping across media as they move from mass media to social media, back to mass media to face-to-face conversation. So it's really a rich environment right now.
And you can't get away from it if you try.
You could not. You could probably move to a cabin in the woods, but even there you'd probably hear something.
Cliff Lampe is assistant professor in the School of Information at the University of Michigan. Cliff, thanks so much.
Thank you.